that sounds very lovely. As we prepare to prosper, we're opening up our sacred visioning. So remember, we're not going it alone. We're moving into majesty. We're moving into second requirement, second insight. Now, when I'm saying that, I got all these like blue orbs going off. So this is about our true persuasion. In English, the second insight, the second, it's like spiritual visioning. And so as we permit ourselves to become one with the light, so becoming one with the light is graduating to your true inheritance, to your true satisfaction, to your true delivery. In other words, you're opening up your entitlement, your broadcast to full volume. So imagine listening to a song and you're like, I kind of like that song, and you want to turn it up. So you turn up the volume. So we're increasing our delivery, our transformation, our transformational broadcast. In English, we're opening up to the sun within. We're opening up to our light. We're opening up to our holiness. Now, when I said opening up to our holiness, I literally saw, it was like someone and their consort. So it was like this tantric union between like divine feminine, divine masculine. But what I very, very clearly got was the unions within self. In other words, we're meeting our own beloved within. These like, they're saying like these telegraphed increases. What I mean is when we see form, so we see a masculine form, and when we see the consort of the feminine form, in essence, what they're drawing to us is our very breath. In other words, the totality of faith, our total recognition. So again, this is just what they were sharing with Mother's Day message, where it's the divine feminine that's opening up to compassion, to love, to demonstration of faith and allowance, but commingled with that divine masculine of that assertive value. If you have the information, but you don't know how to communicate it, you don't know how to signal your readiness, you don't know how to implement it, you're only going to get so far. On the other hand, come here, buddy. Hold on, everybody. Yes, I know. Come here. Hold on, guys. So sorry. Come here. My neighbors have an open house. So this is basically what we have. We have an open house because there's territory to be claimed. There's territory to be welcomed. So as we will receive our divine harvest, so this is our united sense of self, our united victory, our united wonderment, we part ways with our old fear programming. Because fear programming is, I have to control, I have to dominate, I have to possess. And so what we're doing is we're not trying to possess anything in the outer. We're coming to full possession within our own holy establishment. Because remember, we are the creators. We have that creative impulse, and we're creating out of our light. We're creating out of our wholeness. We're creating out of our future circumstances. So the future circumstances, the energy coming through me, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. So the future circumstances are already here. They're already present. So you want to remember, future already is. What we're doing is signaling our readiness to come under the umbrella of that sign, of that post, of that fruition, of that obligation, of that increase, so that we bring forth, we charge our human vessel with light. So as we will receive our divine witness, feel that light impulsing, like impulsing waves, just higher awareness, higher currency. You may feel it, you may sense it, you just may hold, they don't like that I say just, you may hold the heavenly vision. So in essence, it's really intention. We're all at different avenues, degrees of opening up, excuse me, our psychic channels. So what we actually experience is really not of that much importance. What matters is our willingness to honor the light, our willingness to honor our true engagement. Something about that light that just kicked something up in me that was not there until something we just did. And what it's doing is that light is remembering, and so it's bringing something up for self-revelation. So again, it may be an orchestra of divine witnessing and coding. For me, I suddenly have a hairball. So just trust what envelops, trust what unfolds, and allow yourself to endure. Endure means there's no going back. How do I make what I had in the past work? Well, you don't. You don't. You're not trying to go backwards. You're not trying to tumble into a stifled assumption. We're waking up in grand concert. So your old timeline, our old life before the pandemic is not, and never shall be. Because we're entitled to more. We're entitled to heaven on earth. So what we're learning to do is open up our full address. Well, can I have the rest of that address? You started and then you put me on hold. Can you finish? Can you finish so I know where I'm going? Can you finish so I can have my just desserts? So as we will receive our holy advantage, so in other words, we're here now, I have Shiva. We're here to come under our own consort, to come under our own spin-off. So what I'm receiving are these lights, but I've got these like images of all these like divine partnership players that we are accustomed to knowing. But we want to remember that this is because we still believe in the linear, so we like to have form drifting by. It makes us feel secure. It makes us feel, all right, you know, there's something familiar coming my way. In essence, we're dreaming our own divine witness. We're dreaming our own divine self. We're all of it. We're all of it. So as we will receive our light, as we will receive our holy obligation, we allow true transference, true, like, so allowing that light to influence all places. That means everything you've ever believed about self, everything you've ever believed about the world. Because what we experience in form has to do with our own occurrence. What do you believe? Are you still believing what you were taught versus what you know? Are you operating out of what you were taught rather than signaling your own readiness in honoring your own divine assumption? So what these energies are doing is giving us more latitude, giving us more, I want to say courage, but it's like making it pliable, giving us leverage so that we can assert our own increase. That means stepping out in faith. Now, stepping out in faith usually feels a little scary because it's sort of like, where am I going? How do I know I'm going to get there? So what we're doing is listening to our own divine witness. So this is what that leverage is. Well, now stepping out in faith feels like the most natural assumption possible because we're recognizing our own alliance. We're recognizing our own wholeness. We recognize our soul. So it's like, well, there's where my soul wants to go. And none of the other choices are going to do, and none of the other choices are going to matter. So all of the old energies, the old assumptions, it's just like bygone history. It's just no longer relevant. It no longer has placement within your new lifestyle. So as we will receive our divine happening, so the happening is right now, and the image I have, she just looks like this shamanic woman of great they're saying increase, but great understanding, empowerment, endowment. She holds her own place. Now she's turning into white buffalo calf woman. So these are energies now she's shifting again. So now it went to green tar, but then it went to someone else. So it's like these cast of these beloved increases. These are, every time it switches, there are these energies that are being offered to us. So we like labels, we like names, but we want to remember, they're showing me this beautiful, it's like a pendant, and it's got some, I think it's a sapphire in the middle, but there are all these like points around it, like a star. And so every time this divine witness, these are like ascended beings, arrive, it's like each one of them represents a star. So they're each adding to our increase. They're each adding to our understanding of self. So it's sort of like it amplifies our holiness. It amplifies our an extension of light so that we can pass by, so that we can advance. Because they're just representing aspects of our own divinity. So as we will receive our divine allowance, as we will receive, now I've got emeralds. I really have that emerald. Whew. As we will receive our divine currency. So now when I say currency, it stopped being one sapphire, one emerald, and suddenly there were just more than I knew what to do with. More than I knew what to do with. And they're showing me like this really thick bankroll, as if someone had $1 million out of $1,000 bills or whatever, like it's really thick. It just represents wealth. So again, these are just symbols so that we understand the abundance, because remember, what we've been dreaming is separation, scarcity, limitation. This is the fear that we're somehow we're separate from our own divine self. So what we're, they're saying exploding, what we're supporting, what we're coming upon is our own sacred witness, where abundance is ours. Abundance is everyone's. Abundance is life. So as we'll receive, they're saying our shortchange, and they're laughing because we're the ones that still limit what we believe is possible. And that's fine, because we take ourselves in like circumstance. In other words, day by day, we open up to further enhancement. So wherever you are is where you're supposed to be, where you're entitled. And so allow that frequency of delivery. Because as we increase, so does our orbit. And our orbit's going to be the people, places, and things that match our accelerated visioning, our frequency, our light, our new residence. Remember, they had given us half the residence, put us on hold. Like, can I have the rest of that address? Our new residence. Let us receive with bliss. Let us receive with kindness and compassion to self. Let us receive this as a marking of our new display. New address, new display, new remembrance, new affordability. Allow these energies to create new paradigms, new truths, new holding allowances. So this is something that's due you, and it hasn't manifested yet because you're not, haven't to date been able or willing or understood the importance of holding the allowance, holding the frequency, holding the self-respect, holding yourself as an aspect of the divine one, oneness. And so now they're saying it's a new day. A new day is dawning. So as we hold that new address, as we hold that new increase, it's got like sparks going off everywhere, we open up to our new landscape. Let us receive. Oh, it feels good. It does feel good.